Hello and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I am your host Kieran Uri Tuttiet. Sit back and relax, enjoy the ride, and with you until 6 p.m. playing you some fantastic music from the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Armina from Sweden.
Hi, this is Kano from Norway.
Hello, this is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Is the most successful entry from North Macedonia, now called, and originally called the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, back in 2004, Tose Proski with Life. A fantastic song. Absolutely adore that. Macedonian entry, absolutely awesome. And that is still statistically the most successful entry for North Macedonia, as they have participated in most contests since 1998 in their debut in Birmingham. But they've done 14th place twice, in 2004 and in 2006. But this is my favourite of the two. And Tose Proski passed away far too early. At the age of 26, sadly he was involved in a car accident in Croatia, near Nova Gradskia, passed away at the age of 26. He was dubbed the Elvis Presley of the Balkans by BBC News, which is just so sad. Such a waste of talent, and what an amazing amazing voice he has. Now, in just a few moments, we will be hearing this year's Macedonian singer, Tamara Todevska. Yes, and hear her entry from 2008's Eurovision Song Contest, which technically should have qualified because it was in 10th. But in 2008 and 2009, there was a really weird, obscure ruling, which even though she was in 10th position, there was a jury wild card, which sadly North Macedonia, or then FYR Macedonia, did not qualify, and Sweden did instead. Yes, it's all a bit controversial, and we'll talk about it in a little bit. But as I mentioned last week, I'm going to give you some recaps of the Eurovision Song Contest 2019. And first up, I'm going to give you a recap of the first half of the first semi-final, which will be taking place on Tuesday, the 14th of May. And it's going to be a barn burner. So we're going to go over to Eurovision Radio International's host, JP, and he's going to give us a rundown of the first half of the first semi-final of Eurovision 2019.
Sena and Like It.
Representing Belarus.
Tamta with Replay.
Representing Cyprus.
Lake Malawi and Friend of a Friend.
Representing the Czech Republic.
Friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. She's never home cause she plays in a band. I don't know if you understand. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend. I had a dream that you walked through the door. I can't recall her name anymore. Please believe that I'm your man. She's only a friend of a friend of a friend.
Darude featuring Sebastian Reimann and Look Away.
Representing Finland.
Yoti Papai and Az En Apam.
Representing Hungary.
D-Moll and Heaven.
Representing Montenegro.
Tulia with Fire of Love.
Poland.
Nevena Bozovic and Kuna.
Representing Serbia.
Czuję Zala Kralja and Gaspar Santl with Sebi.
Representing Slovenia.
Yes, thank you very much, JP. That is the alphabetical order of the first semi-final, first half of Eurovision 2019. And we have the second half before the Eurovision Showcase news. But as mentioned, Tamara Todorovska is singing the most amazing song from North Macedonia in quite a while. It's called Proud. And we'll hear that coming up soon in the next couple of weeks or so, because we'll get playing all of them. We were doing their full entirety, and if you've missed it, then check our podcast from a few weeks ago. Obviously, you can listen to us on Mixcloud, Spotify, and also via our podcast app, Podbean and iTunes. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Now, we have a couple of requests from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. And of course, we got Claudio, our Portuguese, my neighbour almost, over in Southampton. So we will have a request from him a little bit later on. So yes, okay. And also, we got an email. Yes, from our native Australian listener, Daniel Horder. So we'll have a read of his email a little bit later on, and we'll answer his wonderful questions, which he loves to put on me. Yes, and I'm more than happy to answer them, Daniel. It's lovely to hear from you, and we'll sort that out in just a few moments. So first up, we're going to play the Macedonian entry, or the North Macedonian entry, shall I say, of Eurovision 2008, excuse me. Oh, yes. So Tamara Todorovska won Skopje Fest and went on to represent Macedonia, North Macedonia, in the Eurovision Song Contest 2008. She did indeed. And her song was... I think I was really modern at the time, and I was surprised it didn't qualify. But again, because of that jury wild card position, the 10th place got knocked out, and another country got through. So the jury when it got through. So the song for North Macedonia, the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, is called Let Me Love You. So here is Tamara Todorovska Vravjec and Adrian Aksar. So this is a lot of fun. Enjoy!
Let's go! Let's go, let's go, let's go. What you gonna do if I let you know? You're the only one I've been dreaming for. I've never felt love like this before. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Where the moon is full and the lights are low. We can do it so slow. Kissing slow-mo until dawn breaks. Then I ride out solo.
You always knew how to make me cry. I feel so happy. sa var mot solen. Långt bortom alla slutna rum, där allting är oändligt och alla gränser har för evigt suddats ut. Jag ville se mirakler och höra ord som föder liv, bli buren av en styrka som bara växer när jag anat mitt motiv. När tiden inte längre finns, så ser jag oss tillsammans, och då är resan slut, det enda som vi minns.
Tommy Kortenberg with Stady Lus, which was Sweden's Eurovision entry in 1988. In other words, it means City of Lights. It came 12th for Sweden at the 1988 contest with 52 points. I thought that song was brilliant, and it was a breath of fresh air to see Sweden doing a lovely male ballad. Oh, so good, so good, so good. Now, the song was written by Pye Blackman, performed by Tommy Kortenberg. The correct translation from Swedish into English means City in Light. But Stady Ljus from Swedish into English really means Unchained Light. But it doesn't really make sense, does it? No. But Tommy won Melody Festivalen 1988, basically. It was released as a single and it peaked at number 8 in the Swedish charts in 1988. Though, I must say, the 1988 Melody Festivalen, but back then it was Melody Festivalen, of course it was, yes. And basically, it's sort of like a, I don't know. Basically, the national final was just huge. I mean, it had so many good songs from Lotta Ennenberg was in there with a song called 100%, which I adore. And I've played quite a few times here on the show, so I'm not going to do it too much. Olmien was sung by Lena Philipsson, and she was just incredible. Amazing vocalist. And just it was such a high standard of songs. It was really cool to hear that from Sweden. Okay, now it's time for us to go and listen. Before we have this week's Rob's Random Request, it is the Netherlands 1996. Yes. It's Maxine and Franklin Brown with Daroste Istukia, which means, from Dutch into English, it means the first time. And even if you don't know Dutch, you will find yourself singing along to this. It's great. I love that. Don't you too? The Netherlands, 1996. De eerste keer. The first time. From Maxine and Franklin Brown. There was an English version to that, which was really quite good too. You will be able to find it on YouTube and listen to it. So just go in and do that. It would do. And it beat Gina G just. This came in seventh, where Gina G with Ooh Ah Just a Little Bit came eighth. Yes, so there you go. That's Eurovision for you sometimes. Right, it's now time to do something completely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It is now time for Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for my husband, Rob Uri Tuttiot, to get the two hats out. Yes, at this part of the show, my husband is going to do his duty as he does every week. The two hats have little bits of paper in, and one of those hats has little bits of paper with countries on, and then the other one has little bits of paper with years on. So obviously, the countries go all the way from Andorra to Ukraine and the United Kingdom down towards the bottom. And then, of course, we've got the years from 1956 to 2018. So we haven't put 2019 in there just yet. And the reason for that is because we haven't had the contest. And after the contest, we will do that. So it's nice and fair. Okay, so let's go with the country first. Right, I have one, and it is... Oh, it's Iceland! Iceland there! Yes, it is Iceland! Okay, now what year are we going to be doing? 1972. Oh, no, they weren't in there then. No, they debuted in 86. So, next one. Oh, it is 1986! Oh, for goodness sake! You can't make it up. It's Iceland 1986 we're going to be doing. Their debut entry. Oh, I don't need to look up anything for this. This is Glímbingur, sung by the group Icy. And Glímbingur, from Icelandic into English, means bank of fun. And from Icelandic into French, it means banque d'espoir. As lovely Arsa Cleveland said at the 1986 contest. She was our host that night. She was. So the Icelandic entry, Glímbingur, came 16th in the end with 19 points. And the quite funny thing is, for the first 3 years of Iceland's participation in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1986, 1987 and 1988, came 16th. Four of them. And then all of a sudden, 1989, Daniel August with Fausiem Ingen Sier came 22nd and got nil point. Yes, zilt, nothing. But they came back then in 1990, Stoyen with It Lagien, and came fourth with 124 points. So they redeemed themselves the following year. Iceland sort of lit a match and flew into a flame of Eurovision awesomeness. And I must say, though, that this song, their debut entry, is epic. I love this song. So it's the group Icy, which is a vocal trio consisting of Palmi Gunnarsson, Helga Moljar, and Elik Hugarsson. It's the first Icelandic entrance to be in the Eurovision Song Contest, appearing in 1986 in the final in Bergen. And their Erika Hugason went on to represent Norway in the 1991 contest, part of the group Just for Fun. And Iceland again as a solo performer in 2007 with Valentine Lost, which should have got to the grand final. Oh. Now, both Palmi Gunnarsson and Helga Moljar made further appearances in the Icelandic national finals. Helga notably in 1992 with two offerings in partnership with Karl Oljafsson. But they did not win, sadly. But Palmi Gunnarsson performed in Songs for Kepnin in 2016, I believe. Or 2017. 2017 was where Svala won with Paper. So, anyways, enough of me rambling on. Let's hear Iceland 1986. This is awesome. Iceland, my year of birth, debuting, epic. And they are my favourite Eurovision country. I love Iceland. And just it's a beautiful country. I could move there tomorrow. So Iceland 1986, Rob's random request. Glímbingur, sung by the group Icy.
Á gerfi nattöld Hraðar sér hver dag Hraðar sér hver kvöld Ertu stundum hugsandi yfir Öllum gulum niðunum Þú tekur kannski á mikið út úr gleði bakkanum Ertu fluga fyrir Yeah.
skalt syngja lítið lag um lífsgleðina sjálfa í brjósti þér.
Isn't that awesome? Glæpibankinn from Iceland 1986. I was just about to say Ireland, but 1986 for Ireland was, of course, Lovebug with You Can Count On Me, Don't You Know, You Can Count On Me. Anyway, right, I should stop. Okay, now we're not going to have this week's Eurovision Showcase news, because to be fair, it's very, very quiet. And if you need to see any of the news items, then go over to eurovoir.com, esextra.com, weeweeblogs.com, esceinsight.com. Yeah. So I'll give you a little spoiler. I'm going to be on the ESC Insight podcast very, very soon. And I'm going to be having the Eurovision thoughts for a week. So stay tuned for that. I will let you know when that happens, of course, on the ESC Insight podcast with Ewan Spence. And then, well, I just had a friend anniversary not long ago, actually, on Facebook, just a couple of days ago. So 8 years, guys. I feel like you and I've known you forever. Right, we were going to answer a few questions, yes, from our Australian listener, Daniel Horder. And we've got many Australian listeners, but Daniel's one of them. He says, hi, Kieran. I think Azerbaijan is the only country in Eurovision that has never sang a song in its native language, just in English. Do you agree with me that if so far... do you agree with me? And if so, have you ever realised that? Well, do you know what, Daniel? Until your email, and I read it the other day, no, I didn't realise that at all. And it's a very good point you make. The only time we have ever heard Azeri or Azerbaijani, I think it's Azeri, I think they say, at the Eurovision was really at the Junior Eurovision in 2012 when Azerbaijan debuted. And then also in 2013, when they participated. That's the only time I've ever heard Azeri at the Eurovision Song Contest, in the junior contest. So that's the only difference where I've heard. And then he goes on to say, this is Daniel, I wonder if they'll ever send a song into the Eurovision in Azeri or Azerbaijani. It would be nice to see if that happens. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Considering last year that the other Caucasus countries sent non-English songs in Georgian and Armenian, it was just a shame that what they had both didn't qualify to the final, and Azerbaijan didn't too, of course. So know that all the Eurovision songs are in for this year are out. Do you think there are any countries that are yet to win the contest have a chance this year? Well, personally, I think Iceland are in for it. I do. I think Hathori with Hatjomínsuga. Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. Hathori Minsuga, without looking at it, I'm afraid. I think that they're one to stand out because it's something completely different. And even if you despise it or you love it, you can't keep your eyes off it because you want to see what it's like and what it does. So I think Iceland are a certain qualifier and at least to get into the top five. But Iceland haven't won the contest yet. I don't think necessarily that Malta are going to win this year. Personally, I'm not too big of a fan of Chameleon, but we will have to wait and see. You never know. I'll probably put the mockers on it and they probably end up winning, which would be great though. I would love to go to Malta for Eurovision. They would do it wonderfully. But personally, to me, I think Switzerland and Sweden are right at the top there to win Eurovision this year. And I think Italy are in there as well. And I'm not sure about Russia and the Netherlands. To be fair, I think it's completely... they've been overrated, personally. But, you know, yes, that's that. So, thank you, Daniel. I really appreciate your email. And it's lovely to hear from you. Right, now let's recap the first semi-final and the second half with our good friend, Eurovision Radio International's JP.
Kate Miller-Heidke with Zero Gravity.
Representing Australia.
Elliot with Wake Up.
Representing Belgium.
Victor Korn with Storm.
Representing Estonia.
Otto Nemzatzte and Sul Zin Jahre.
Georgia.
Katerina Duska and Better Love.
Representing Greece.
Hatari and Hadrit Mun Sigra.
Representing Iceland.
Conan Osiris and Telemo Weiss.
Representing Portugal. Eu sei que a saudade tá morta. Quem mandou a flecha? Fui eu.
Say Heart and Say Na Na Na.
Representing San Marino.
Na na na. And I'd like to sort of say na na na. There's a life for you that waits, it's na na na. Say na na na. Say na na na. You're not alone, so stand up na na na. Be a hero, be the rainbow and sing na na na. Say na na.
Thank you very much, JP, and we'll be recapping the second semi-final next week. Yes, indeed, so stay tuned for that. But if you want to listen to the Eurovision Radio International show, then you can. So here are the details.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Christian Kostev from Bulgaria. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Beautiful Mess. Enjoy.
Even in the light of fire,
up against the wall. Hello guys, this is Imri from Israel. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Feel Alive. Enjoy.
Breaking me to pieces.
Hi everyone, this is Jacques Holdik from Croatia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is the song, My Friend. Enjoy.
Big finish there from Dicky Rock, representing Ireland at the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest in Luxembourg. That was Come Back to Stay. And that came fourth for Ireland in Luxembourg. And that was the second ever entry from Ireland, of course, as they debuted the previous year with Butch Moore, Walking the Streets in the Rain in Naples in 1965. Yes. So let's hear the Irish entry from this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2019. And it's going to be from the amazing and wonderful Sarah McNeon. And she's going to be singing the song 22. So it'd be interesting if she is drawn at number 22 if she makes it to the grand final. It would make me laugh. It really would. And I think many people would too. Yes. So here is Ireland's Eurovision entry to the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest.
Mm-hmm.
22. Oh, and I think of you. Lately, that's all I do. Don't you know that I'm always driving by. Wanna come home to you. Oh, I know. I've always been afraid to say how I feel, but that's got to change. Every time I'm with somebody, I'm confusing him with you. Anywhere I go reminds me of the things we used to do. And I dreamed about the street where we kissed out of the blue. It's your house. Now I'm a 22. Oh, it's like deja vu. Boy, if you only knew. This time I messed it up, but I can't give you up. Your face is all I got. Yeah, I know. I've always been afraid to say how I feel, but that's got to change. Every time I'm with somebody, I'm confusing him with you. Anywhere I go reminds me of the things we used to do. And I dreamed about the street where we kissed out of the blue. It's your house. Now I'm a 22. Now I'm a 22. Wishing you were laying by my side. So I just keep on driving by the past, the time.
Every time I'm with somebody, I'm confusing him with you.
Every time I'm with somebody, and I dreamed about the street where we kissed out of the blue. It's your house. No, I'm a 22.
Such a beautiful song. There we are. Sarah McNeean with 22. That is Ireland's Eurovision entry for 2019. Wish you all the best, Ireland. No doubt you won't need it because you guys are awesome. Okay, now it's time for our first of two requests. Just before we go and leave the show, it's been a crazy show, hasn't it? Already. So, Claudio Gonzalez, I think I pronounced that right. Sorry, Claudio. But your request is from a song from the Czech Republic national final this year. And I want to thank you very much for bringing it to play on this week's show and on the Eurovision Showcase, because I must admit, this song is beautiful, stunning, and completely underrated, which actually Claudio has told me to. So, his request is Barbora Mochkova with the song True Colours from the Czech national final for this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2019.
You were my light, you were my truth. I know that when I feel the sun glowing on my skin and I turn my face to the autumn wind, I can smell the leaves and it's gonna be just fine. Though you're more than just a memory, I don't need you now to feel complete, cause I found there's more heart than just black and white. I've got to learn to live my life without you, even though stroke, I'll paint my way out of the dark. 'Cause I know that when I feel the sun glowing on my skin and I turn my face to the autumn wind, I can smell the leaves and it's gonna be just fine. Though you're more than just a memory, I don't need you now to feel complete. 'Cause I found their small heart, they're just black and white. I've got the
amazing stuff there. Oh, from the Czech Republic National Final, Barbora Mochkova with True Colors. Okay, our next song comes from Robert Wallstrom in Gothenburg, Sweden. And Robert, thank you very much. Tack så mycket to this. And god kväll to you and Frederick. And you've requested a song which is doing the rounds on the internet. It's crazy. And this is Eleni Ferreira and Tamta with the Fuego and Replay mashup. Yeah, you've requested it. So let's play it. Let's compare Cyprus 2018 with Cyprus 2019 right here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
You got a problem to aim up in your head. Let's just be honest tonight. Yeah. Only I can solve it. You twist it, turn it in your bed. I'm shitting in my body tonight. Mm-hmm. I was looking for some high, high, highs, yeah. Till I got it, does it, you? You got me belly, can't fly, 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 yeah. That's why you call me. Say you're feeling lonely. Early in the morning, early in the morning. Time is moving slowly. Waking me up to problem. I know you miss the taste. Heartbeats like a needle. You need my love for replay. You need my love for replay.
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking, and it's now also time for me to say my goodbye. So take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, visla, dobizena. We'll see you soon. Yes, next Sunday at 5 p.m. for another installment of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Follow us on Twitter at the SE Showcase, and our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase as well. So you can find us easy peasy lemon squeezy. But Live and Kicking this week comes from Slovenia 2012, which was completely underrated. Here is the amazing Balkan ballad of Eva Boto, and the song is called Valjamem, which means I believe. Take care, guys. Toodaloo.
Sklobim čez nebo, lišim sonce priposane za mečnu noć u njegove sunce i slovo jemlja jo bez spomina s duknjami omedleni da oteče pisek časa. Snova ujela se Boga in šira.
Zastav, verjamem, da smo.